This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine is receiving passing marks from U.S. drug regulators. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The report confirms that overall, the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe illness from COVID-19. FDA Advisory Board member Dr. Paul Offit.
You want it to keep you out of the hospital, out of the intensive care unit, and to keep you from dying. And certainly all the vaccines, Pfizer vaccine, Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine appear to do exactly that.
Offit adds people shouldn't be dissuaded if the Moderna and Pfizer shots appear more effective in trials.
There's always subtle differences in the way that those trials are done that may make for differences that that you see here, but that aren't necessarily relevant once you get into the real world.
The FDA is expected to make a final decision on emergency use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine within days. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It's been 2 months since the European Union's vaccination program began, but the 27-nation bloc is still struggling to get up to speed. AP correspondent Karen Chamos reports.
EU leaders are meeting to jumpstart the process, fearing that new virus variants might spread faster than Europe's response. In a video conference, the leaders will look at ways to improve the rollout. They will urge the vaccine makers to respect the terms of their contracts, as well as try to fast-track vaccine authorizations. As the bloc scrambles to boost its vaccine program, France's government spokesman Gabriel Attal says something needs to be done soon. The number of new COVID-19 cases decreased by 10% last week and increased by nearly 10% this week. The situation is worsening and it is actually worrying. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.